It's time now for the Peace Health Peace Harbor Hospital COVID-19 checkup, featuring members of the Peace Harbor Hospital doctor and nurse staff and administration. And joining me now, the director of the emergency department over at Peace Harbor Hospital, Dr. Willie Foster, is with me this morning. Good morning, Dr. Foster.
Good morning. Good to be back again.
Yes. Yeah. It's been about 3 weeks since we last checked in about COVID and the situation in Oregon and Lane County. Is the so-called second wave we've heard, is this it, or are we still waiting on that?
This might be the slow start of the second wave. I mean, certainly we are seeing increased numbers compared to the summer, and they seem to be steadily increasing, but it's not been this huge, overwhelming, tsunami, not yet at least. So if it is the start of a second wave, it's kind of been a gradual swelling up is how I would look at it.
Well, looking at that, though, when I look at the numbers that I'm seeing reported daily from the Oregon Health Authority, I mean, this past weekend, we hit record high single day numbers. Well, we had the 600 on Friday, but then high in the fives the next couple days, and those are some of the highest. How is this not really a huge deal, or is it?
Well, it is a huge deal, and I didn't mean to say by this is the slow start of a second wave that we shouldn't be concerned, but we haven't. When I think of a wave, I'm thinking of that tsunami that overwhelms the system, and we're short of hospital beds and ICU beds.
Okay.
And we're certainly not near that, though that is the concern with any wave. How big is it going to get? Certainly we're seeing, more and more cases. A lot of the increase that we're seeing is in the younger population. 41% of the new cases, this is in Lane County in the last week, we're in the 18 to 27-year-old range. So while we're seeing more cases, it's in younger people that are testing positive, and thankfully, they don't tend to get as sick.
Right.
Though, as you're well aware, the big concern is not just these younger people getting COVID, being COVID positive, but who they might be spreading it to that are older or have more comorbidities.
So what kind of numbers are we seeing here in the Florence area, in Western Lane County, there at the hospital?
Well, between the hospital and the clinic, and most of these are through the testing done at the clinic, we're seeing 3, 4, 5 cases, a week. And this is certainly an increase. For much of the summer, there would be weeks where we had no cases. So to be seeing, 4 or 5 cases a week is certainly an increase, but almost all of these are being identified through the clinic where people are mildly symptomatic or had exposure or maybe even asymptomatic. There's been very, very few cases, maybe just a small number that have actually come through the ED, sick enough to have us be concerned.
Do we know kind of what's prompting this second wave? Because I look back at the summertime, and we had a lot of people visiting in town here, and yet there didn't seem to be that big of a push. With the more people around, it seemed to be lower numbers, and then all of a sudden, I guess it was the back to school time at the colleges and that it kind of hit. But why didn't we see bigger numbers during the summer when we had such an influx of people? Do we know?
Well, I mean, I think part of that is, we are outside more in the summer, and certainly, that spreads the virus out. There's wind blowing. Now that it's wintertime, people are inside, and that's something that, the experts have been saying for many months now. They were concerned about the fall weather, when it gets colder, people inside, that we're going to see a spike. And so I think that has, a large part to do of it. I also wonder, at what point people start to get fatigue about wearing a mask, washing their hands, watching their distance. I'm not quite sure that's played into it, but after a while, people just aren't as vigilant about, all the precautions they should be taking.
Now, with the holidays coming up, we hear a lot of talk about concern about gatherings and stuff like that. What are some of your big concerns for our area?
Well, the biggest concern is that, an elderly person living here in Florence who has risk factors gets visited from somebody out of town who, you know, maybe brings, you know, the COVID virus with them and is asymptomatic or mildly symptomatic. So, you know, that's my concern, is that that's what could happen when you have people visiting you that you're normally not around, that they could bring the virus to you.
Several weeks ago, we had exactly that. In fact, a couple people through Facebook and friends at that self-reported that they had gotten it from people that visited from out of town. So that certainly is a concern. So what about what advice might you give to folks that want to have a traditional Thanksgiving holiday?
Well, limiting the number, you know, I mean, any little step you can take is going to decrease your chances. So limiting the number. And while it sounds, you know, not like too much fun, is maintain those practices we know, you know, decrease the spread of the virus. Wear a mask, watch your distance. When you have family coming in from out of town you haven't seen in months, there's a tendency, oh, let's give a hug, let's sit close together. But if you could maintain those same practices that we do when we're out in public, that would certainly help decrease the likelihood of spread. And that is wear a mask, watch your distance, those 6 feet, you know, and wash your hands.
People that are planning to do some traveling, maybe, do you recommend they get tested before they go or when they get back or both? Or
a lot of that depends on where are they traveling to, who are they seeing, what are their risk factors. One of the, and I don't like to use the word problems with testing, but one of the aspects of testing is you could test negative today, and if you test it tomorrow, be positive. So, I mean, how often do you test? You know, do you test every day? And no, we typically don't. So, I mean, if you were visiting your 90-year-old grandmother who has multiple risk factors, yeah, I might get a test before I went to visit her. If I was visiting my kids who are young and healthy, I might not, you know, choose to get a test before I went. So I'm not sure that everybody needs to get tested before they travel, but certainly to think about what are the chances that I have it and could spread it to somebody else. And the greater the likelihood is on either side, either you having it or you spreading it, you know, getting a test could be beneficial because it might help you change your plans or think about what you're going to do to decrease exposing other people.
As the pandemic goes on, do we know any more about maybe some long-term effects or some lasting effects or some scarring or anything that might come from severe cases of the coronavirus?
Well, there certainly seems to be, you know, mounting evidence that there are some people that have coronavirus that have ongoing, you know, symptoms, you know, just extreme fatigue, some heart issues. And, you know, just as we've learned a lot about the acute care of the virus, and I think we're doing better about when somebody's starting to get sick, these are things we use, you know, to prevent them from getting even sicker when they're in the hospital. I think as time goes on, we're going to gather more information about these, you know, long-term effects and, you know, how they can be treated or, you know, more likely, more hopefully prevented and stuff. But there is certainly a subset of people that get coronavirus and get better, but don't get back to their baseline.
Lastly, is there a best practice for someone who wants to get tested, what they need to do? How's the best way to get tested here in the Florence area? And what are the criteria?
Well, the best way to get tested is to call up the clinic. That's 997-7134. And they will schedule you for a drive-up COVID test, usually within a few days. And what will happen is you will drive up to the designated spot. And when you get there, they will give you a specific phone number to call. You call that phone number. They walk out, roll down your window. They test you, you drive on your way. And the criteria for that is becoming less and less stringent. Certainly, if you're symptomatic, you can be tested. If you have had exposure, you can be tested. Like, oh, I think I was around somebody that thought they might have COVID. That could be a reason to call up and schedule a test. Some people are getting tested through this process because they are traveling and just want to be aware of what they are before they travel to high-risk individuals. So in some sense, there really is no criteria anymore. Certainly if you're symptomatic, certainly if you've been exposed, and you know, if you're concerned, that's enough to get a test. Though certainly if you're symptomatic or have been exposed, you know, I would recommend testing just to get testing for the sake of testing. I'm not sure how useful that is, because are you going to get tested the next day and the next day? Because as I said, you can be positive, negative one day and several days later be positive. And, you know, as we're well aware, about 16% of patients that test positive are asymptomatic, you know, looking at the data that's been collected over, you know, the course of this pandemic.
What's the turnaround time for
tests? And then,
go ahead.
That was the thing I was going to add. Yeah. We tend to tell people it's 72 hours. Sometimes we get it back a little bit quicker, like 48 hours, but we tend to tell people expect to get the results in about 3 days.
All right. Dr. Foster, thank you so much for that update. Good information there, and you stay healthy yourself.
Okay. Thank you very much, George.
All right. That's our COVID-19 update for today. You've been listening to the Peace Health Peace Harbor Hospital COVID-19 Checkup. Join us on the first and third Tuesday of each month as we update you on the latest COVID-19 information available. Sponsored by Peace Health Peace Harbor Medical Center.